Okay, boys. Today's daf is daf Tzadik Dalid. We're starting on the bottom of Tzadik Gimel Amid Beis.
Can we start a new parak? How about
new parak? We're going to start a new parak in Yetz Hashem. Ah, the Tzimoin Fatayah that's here. Everybody thirsts to start something new, a brand new parak, a brand new Mishnah. Anyway, we'll get there shortly. In the meantime, we're starting a Mishnah, daf Tzadik Gimel Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom. Jok the Mishnah, Choymer Besmicham Bi Betnufa, U Betnufa Mi Besmicha. As you know, some kabbonis have smicha, some kabbonis have tenufa. Not all kabbonis have both. And therefore, says our Mishnah, that in some respects, smicha is considered to be stronger or more encompassing than tenufa. In some respects, tenufa is more than smicha. So the Mishnah explains, She'echad meinif l'chol ha'chaveirim, vein echad soymich l'chol ha'chaveirim. When it comes to the din of tenufa, if there are multiple shutfim that bought the carbon together, and they are required to make the tenufa, then you don't have all of them doing the tenufa together. You only have each, only one of them represents the other in doing the tenufa. And you don't have one being soymech for all, but rather all have to be soymech. How do I know all have to be soymech? We had the drush already yesterday in the Gemara. Three karbonois, the third karbonoi was the rabbi's kolbali karbon l'smicha. So if you have two, three, four, five shutfim to brought a karbon together, so guess what? The halacha is all the bali karbon have to do smicha. When it comes to tenufa, one of them does tenufa for all. Aha. And therefore, in that sense, smicha is a bigger mitzvah, more encompassing than the case of tenufa, because here everybody does smicha, tenufa only one does tenufa. Choyve b'tenufa, she'a tenufa neheges b'karbonis ha'yochid u'b'karbonis ha'tzibur b'chayim u'b'shchutim u'b'dava she'esh b'iru ha'chayim u'b'dava she'ein b'iru ha'chayim ma'she'ein kein b'smicha. Aha. So the Mishnah tells us tenufa has a whole bunch of chumris, if you will, more than smicha has. Number one, tenufa is noyeg both by a carbon yachid and by a carbon tzibur and b'chayim u'b'shchutim. What does all that mean? Carbon yachid, of course, tenufa you have by every single carbon shlomim. Every carbon shlomim, you have the chaz and the shoyk, you have to do tenufa. Tenufa and the heg of the carbon yachid. It's also noyeg the carbon tzibur. Which carbon tzibur has the requirement of tenufa?
Gives
the atzeres. Very good. Then you have b'chayim u'b'shchutim, both when the animal is alive and when the animal has already been geshachted. What do we mean by the animal is still alive? By the kivsei atzeres. There you have tenufa by the animals when they are still alive. And in fact, not only do you have to go and do tenufa on the animal, you have to do tenufa on the shtei halechem. Do you put the shtei halechem on top of the animals? Do you put the animal on top of the shtei halechem? You recall we had about 10 days ago in the Gemara, a four-way machlokes, where one man Yoma said you go and put the shtei halechem on top of the kvasim. One said you put the kvasim on top of the shtei halechem. One said that you put the shtei halechem in between the yirei chisayim, in between the thighs of the karbon, and Rebbe got very upset. The Rebbe said, "Madach lefnei melech bas v'dam ein oisin came lefnei melech malchi amlochem akadosh baruch hu. Is that a derech kavoy that you go and squeeze in the shtei alechem between the legs of the animal?" And so therefore he says it's al besamach, not on the animal, but next to the animal. Anyway, the bottom line is that you have tenufa b'chayim u'b'shchut u'b'dover sheyesh boi ruach chayim. It means davar sheyesh b'ruach chayim, that means an animal which is alive. Uba davar she'ein b'ruach chayim, what does that mean? That means, for instance, a carbon mincha, lachmei toida, that you go and do also a tenufa. Ma she'ein kein b'smicha, except for smicha, this does not apply. Now, what doesn't apply? Okay, so let's look at the beginning of the list. That smicha does not apply to a carbon yuchid. Certainly smicha applies. Every carbon yuchid has smicha. Doesn't apply to carbon tzibur. Of course we have smicha by carbon tzibur. Which carbonous tzibur have smicha? Anybody have any idea?
Shabbos to Parham Devashel Tzibur.
Parham Devashel Tzibur according to everybody. And what's number two?
The Sefer
Avodah Zarah according to Reb Shimon.
The Parah on Yom Kippur.
Oh, I think what you're referring to is the Sefer HaMishnaleach. Sefer HaMishnaleach. Now why does Reb Shimon not call the Sefer HaMishnaleach a carbon that you have smicha on? Because Reb Shimon requires that smicha has to have Baalim. And the Sohar Mishtaleach, who does the smicha, the Samach Aharnish Teha Yadav, Arosha Sohar Hachai, the Kohen Gadol. Does the Kohen Gadol have any business in the Sohar Mishtaleach? Does it have any shaykhs?
No, that was only for Am Yisrael.
Who holds that way? Reb Shimon. That's why Reb Shimon says it's not smicha babal. But according to Behuda, who gets the benefit of the Sar Mishnah?
Everybody.
Everybody. So there is a smicha babal. So everybody, Baruch Hashem, that was a Shabbos Tikadav, Baruch Hashem, a quick chazara. Very good. So the Maisa, we do have smicha by Karban Tzibur too. And it says in the Mishnah, b'chaim u'b'shchutim. Okay, that makes sense already, because smicha you only have b'chaim, but you don't have by shchutim. Smicha is only on an animal. You don't go and do smicha on a carbon mincha or on top of a lachmei toida or anything similar. But so I don't understand now, how does the Mishnah say tenuf is noig becoming yoch becarbon tzibur? Masha enkei besmicha. Smicha is also noig becarbon yoch and becarbon tzibur. It's noig in the two or three things that we just went through. Param davishol tzibur. So what's pshat in the Mishnah? So in fact, if you look at the second line of the Rashi here on top, that the din of smicha is not noig b'shchutim, after an animal has already been yishochten, there's no din of smicha, for instance, on the chaz of a shoik, or any other part of the animal, there is a din of tenufa, and it's not noig b'shchutim, b'rachayim, by a mincha l'moshel. So therefore, maybe that's the only thing that the Masha Enkin B'Smich is referring to. Even though the Mishnah is more expansive, Kabi Yochid, Kabi Tzibur, etc. That doesn't count for purposes of the Masha Enkein B'smicha. That's how Rashi apparently learns, because he leaves out the Karbi Yochid, Karbi Tzibur, etc. The Rishash gives two other pshatim. First pshat the Rishash says is that when the Mishnah said Karbi Yochid, Karbi Tzibur, he means to say that in the same Karbin you have both a Karbi Yochid and a Karbi Tzibur with a din of tenufa. Which Karbin do you have? Carbon Yochid and Carbon Tzibur with his din of tenufa, the Carbon Shlomim. The Carbon Shlomim can be a Carbon Yochid. Anybody can bring a Shlomim anytime he wants. And you have the Carbon Tzibur of a Shlomim one time a year, Shal Me Tzibur on Shavuos, that's the Kivsi Atzeres. That also has a din of tenufa. You have smicha on a Carbon Shlomim, but you don't have another Shal Me Tzibur. And therefore, when the Mishnah says Karbonas Yochid, Karbonas Tzibur means that. But tenufa is noig by the same carbon, both yochid and tzibur together. Masha enkein smicha is only noig on the carbon yochid and not on the carbon tzibur. That's his first pshat. Second pshat he wants to say is that you put a comma or a semicolon after karbonas yochid. She tenufa neiges be carbon yochid and the carbon tzibur b'chaim u'bashchutin. What does he mean? Carbon tzibur b'chaim u'bashchutin. So we learned earlier on in the Masechta, when it comes to the shalmei tzibur, they have two times tenufa. Tenufa mechaim when it's still alive. Did you go and take the kipsi atzeres together with the shtei alechem, like we discussed before? And even after you go and shecht those kipsi atzeres, you have to go and do a tenufa on the behema which is geshachten. What type of tenufa do you do? Do you only do the chaz v'shoik, or do you do the entire animal? We had a machloikis earlier on in our mesechta, and the Gemara said l'choyre, the machloikis is totally whether you hold doin mino umino or doin mino v'uki bi'asra, because since it doesn't say that you do a tenufa bishchuten by kivsei ateres, I learned it from the regular karbin shlamim. So if I'm learning the Karmish Shlam, just like the Karmish Shlam, it's Chaz V'Shaik. Here too is a Chaz V'Shaik. That's what we call Doin Mino Umina. If you hold Doin Mino Uki Ba'asra, all I have to do is import the din of Tenufa B'Shchutim. As far as how much? Just like the Shalmei Tzibur, we do a full-fledged Tenufa Mechaim on the entire animal. So we're going to do the entire animal even after the Shchita. All you have to do is import that Mino, that one din, that the din of tenufa applies b'shchutin as well, but I don't learn anything more than that. Shkoyach, Shalom B'yochid, you've done your job, thank you very much, kids a heim guy. Now, as far as how much you do the tenufa, according to that mandi, I'm going to do in the entire animal b'shleim. Okay, anyway, bottom line is, mash'enke b'smicha, smicha is only shayach by chayim, it's not shayach b'shchutin. Tanurban. We start off the Mishnah to go and say that Choy Mismich Tanufa Echad Meinif L'Chol HaChaverim V'Ein Echad Soimech L'Chol HaChaverim. If you have a carbon brought by a number of Balabatim together, number of Shutfim together, all of them have to be Soimech. How do I know Tanurbanan? Karbanoy L'Rabbis Kobali Karbon L'Smicha. We had this yesterday a couple of times. It says three times Karbanoy. Karbanoy V'Loy Karbon Chaveroy. Karbanoy V'Loy Karbon Akum. And number three, Karbanoy L'Rabbis Kobali Karbon L'Smicha. Shiachal, I would have thought without this Karbanoy, Bali Dinu, I would make a Kalva Chaymer. Umadach Tanufa. Shenis Rabsa Bishchutin. Tanufa has a riboy bishchutin, in the sense, all the chaz v'shoiks of every kar b'shlamim, you have to do a tenufa. But nismata b'choivin, choivin means like chaverim. It's a smart b'chaverim that the loch is a tenufa, you only have one representative of all of those bringing the carbon doing the tenufa. You don't have everybody doing the tenufa. By the chaz v'shoik, by kar b'shlamim, three people brought that kar b'shlamim, now it comes time to go and do the tenufa of the chaz v'shoik together with the koyin. You have to do it up and down, etc. You have to have three kehanim. Anyway, l'maisa, how many of the shudfim go and do that tenufa? Only one. We designate one individual, chabazad, yamoid, reberel, yabiankel, he's going to go and do the tenufa. Ah, so even though nisrabsa v'shchutim, by tenufa you have a din of riboy that tenufa applies even to shchutin. Smicha doesn't apply. But it's matter of chayvim, but only has a small number of chayvim, meaning only one does the tenufa. Smicha shlein israbs b'shchutin. Smicha where you don't have a din of smicha by shchutin. You only have smicha by a lebedik animal, not by an animal to shchutin. And in addition to smayt b'chayvim, so I would think for sure you're only going to have one representative of the Balabatim doing the smicha, so I would have thought. Tamalayim, that's what happened. Special limud. Karbanoy, the rabbis call bali karmel smicha. All of the shutfim go and do the smicha. Feitimor, if that's the case, now let's go the other way around. Let us say that a tenufa of a korban that was brought by chaverim, by shutfim, let us go and say that the tenufa should be done by all of the shudfim, just like the smicha is done by all the shudfim. Let the tenufim be done by all the shudfim. What's the kabbalah? There's no din of smicha on an animal which is already geshachten, nothing to be soimech on. Nisrabsa b'choivrin. However, the din by smicha is that when the animal is alive, everybody has to join in and go into the smicha. Tenufa she nisrabsa b'shchutin. Tenufa where you have a special din that even the chaz v'shoik you do a tenufa. Ain't a din should have stopped to bechayvin. I would say that all of the shutfim together should go and do the tenufa, not just one. The chayra aguta kal v'chayme. And with the Gemara, in terms of the kal v'chayme, you're right, but mechanically it just doesn't work. Mishum d'lo yefshe. Why not? Because heichalev. What should we do? Linfa kul b'hadi adodi. If you're going to go and have all of them do the tenufa simultaneously, kahav yichatzitza. You can't have everybody's hands under and over this animal at the same time. You're going to have some people touching the hands of the other people, and that's going to be a chatzitza, one in front of the other. And therefore, Leinif, for the head of a Leinif, let's go and make multiple tenufais. Yanko, you do the first one. Beryl, you do the second one, etc. Tenufa, Merachmana, Veloi, tenufais. The Torah says one tenufa, not multiple tenufais. And therefore, you could not, there's no way of having all the shutfim do the tenufa. Don't we have the same problem every single time? One second, before you get to the site. Don't we have that same problem every single time you have a tenufa which is done, the balim together with the koyin, meaning by the chaz v'shoik, one of the people that has to hold the chaz v'shoik and the aymerin is the balim, like we're talking about, tenufa, but also the koyin has to do it. So don't we have a situation there too, of a case of a chatzitza? So Rashi already asks this kasha over here. It's Rashi Ksav Yad. Rashi Ksav Yad, go down into the Rashi which begins the Smata B'choifen, which is about 5-6 lines in, and now skip 2 lines and it says V'i kasha. Ha'amrina, and don't we say that Koyiminich Yod, Itachas Yad Balim Umeinev? Every time they give the Chaz V'shoik, the Balim put their hands directly under it, and the Koyim puts his hands under the Yad Balim. And the Rashi lo ikpid is no hakpada mishum the ikir tenufa bebalim kirechsev al kape anozir. The ikir happens to be the balim, and the koyin is also, he gives him support physical support, emotional support, but the ikar is the balam. And that's why, even though the kohen doesn't touch the actual carbon itself, he only touches the hands of the balam. However, over here we're talking about multiple balam. So if you're going to tell multiple balam, all of you should hold it together, there's not enough room on the chaz v'shoik and the ayman to hold it all together. So somebody would have to put his hands under somebody else's hands. So that would be a chatzitza. That's how Rashi learned. The second Tosis on the top says, I already asked this kash a long time ago. Back on Daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis. And we looked at Samach Aleph Amid Beis, if you remember yesterday, for another Tosis. But this Samach Aleph Amid Beis, the Tosis tells us something novel, and that is that although the Loshen is that you go, the Koyim Niach Yodet Tachas Yad Balam, it doesn't mean physically directly underneath. It means that they both hold the kli together, one at the top rim, one on the bottom. For instance, if this was the kli, the Balam are holding their hands here on top, the Koyim is handing his hands underneath, so the Koyim's hands is underneath the Yad Balam, but he doesn't touch the Yad Balam, because the Yad Balam is holding the rim on the top, and the Kahanim are underneath. Yeah, it's good, everybody understand?
The Kazan joke is in a kli.
Chaz v'shoik and the Ayman are inside a kli at the time of the tenufa. So if you look at the Tosis, Samach Aleph Amid Beis, Koyin Meniach Yodet Tachas Yad Balam Umeinif. So Tosis, Lav Davke Ka'amar Tachas Yad Balam Mamish. We don't mean physically under the Yad Balam. Tim Kim had to go Yad Balam Chatzitza Bein HaKli or Bein Yad HaKoyin Ubesoif Shtei Midois. Daf Tzadik Dalid. Oh, our Daf Tzadik Dalid. Wow. Maskinen Gabi Bali Chaberim. When you have Bali Chaberim, bring a carbon together. You want to ask them for Kulu Bahadi Adodi. So you want to have Chatzitza. El Abalim Oichsin Ba'oid Neakli. The Balim hold on to the rim of the Kli at the top. Oidnim also sometimes means like hooks at the top of the Kli. In other words, they had loops and they would hang it on a hook on the wall. So the Balim held it from on top. And the Koyin was underneath. That's how Tosis learns. What you were talking about, a Saita, Tosis brings at the end of that Tosis. I am Shum for more details about Saita. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara here. Our Gemara now, we understand why there is only when it comes to Tanufa, only one does the Tanufa on behalf of everybody, because otherwise it would be a Chatzitza, and you're going to tell me, let's do multiple Tanufais, Tanufa Echad HaMarachmana V'loi Tanufais. Break the Gemara. Usmicha B'shchutin Lasa. We said already several times in the Mishnah, and here in the Gemara, that there's no such thing as a Smicha B'shchutin. You can only do a Smicha B'samach Yodoi Al Roishu Oila or Al Roish Karbonoi. You don't do smicha on a geshachtana, the parts of the animal of a carbon that is already geshachtan. We have a Mishnah in Masechtas Tumid. What the Mishnah is talking about is that although the people that do the avoid in the Beis Migdash on a daily basis are the kahanim of the Beis Av of that particular mishmar, however, since the Kohen Gadol is the Kohen Gadol, he has priority rights at all times, and therefore every day of the year he can go and say, Rabbi Isai, excuse me, I want to go and do the Karmat Tumid today. I want to go and do this, that, or the other thing. So Bizman Kohen Gadol Royce Lahaktiv, the Kohen Gadol says, yes, I want to be the one that's makter the carbon oilas tumid in the morning. He's allowed to do that. And says the Mishnah, how would he do it? He would go up the ramp towards the Mizbech. Vaskan bi minoy, and the deputy would be to his right. He gave a machtes hakevish. Once he got to halfway up, so ochas skan bi minoy, then the skan would go and help him out, either because perhaps it was a little bit difficult walking up the entire ramp, after all it's at an angle and it's going up, or it could be this is more ceremonial to go and show kuvit to the Kohen Gadol. So anyways, so he takes his hand and he gives him some either physical support or emotional support. Now lay when he brings him to the top of the Mizbeach, to the top of the ramp. So now there are altogether 13 Kohanim that are involved every single morning with the bringing of the Karban Tumid, and each one of them has a special job. And we learned more about it in Masechtas Yuma, as well as Masechtas Tumid, and a number of places. So what does it say? Voishalei Arishayin. Now the first one who was Zocha that morning in the pious to go and be to get a part of the carbon tumid, he would bring Horoish v'Horegel. And he would hand it over now to the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol would soymech aleihem, he'd put his hands on top of it and do asmicha v'zorken, and then the Kohen Gadol would go and throw it onto the Maroch. Now, Kohen number two, who got the pais, and he's taking now the shtei yadayim, those are the front legs. The regular before was one of the back legs. Shtei yadayim are the front legs. He goes and hands it over, not directly to Kohen Gadol, but the sheni gives it to the rishon, again to add a little bit pomp and ceremony. And now the rishon is noisel l'kohen, the Kohen Gadol. What does the Kohen Gadol do with the shtei yadayim? Again, soymech aleihem, v'zorkat. Now, nishvat hasheni, Kohen number two, now leaves the scene, v'halach loim, and he says, goodbye, and Zagabesh. The Kachoy Mashita Loy Sharkalevar. And then Kohen number three comes. Kohen number three gives it to the Kohen number one. Kohen number one gives it then to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, Saimach Alein, Mizorkan, he throws it on the Maracha. And that's what you do until the entire carbon tumid was placed on the Maracha. Ubizmanchu Roitze, who Saimach Machem Zorkin. If the Kohen Gadol says, you know what, I'll just do the Smicha, somebody else should go and do the Zrika, that's also good. Whatever the Kohen Gadol wants to do, we try to abide by his request. And Amar Abai, so what's the Gemara's kasha? The whole Mishnah said there's no such thing as smicha by shchutin. I see the Kohen Gadol is doing smicha after smicha after smicha by the shchutin, by the various parts of the Karabin Tamid. Amar Abai, Yehosim Mishim quoted the Kohen Gadol. There was no real chiv to do that. The Torah doesn't say anything about doing a smicha on shchutin other than the regard the chos of the shaykh, that is snufa, but you never find a smicha by shchutin. So this was just ceremonial to give a kibbet to Kohen Gadol, give you a kibbet, we call him, and we let him go and do the smicha. But really, there was no such requirement whatsoever.
Were carried in a kli, or they're carried?
These avam, to my knowledge, they were carried just with a person's hands. Ham lachshay midas, lachshay midas, lachshay midas. And we continue on with Sechtes Menoches. Shtei Halechem. Shtei Lechem Niloishes Achas Achas V'Ne'afois Achas Achas. Lechem Aponim Niloishes Achas Achas V'Ne'afois Shtayim Shtayim. Shtei Lechem are similar to the Lechem Aponim. In which respect are they similar? They are a very special carbon which is not put on the Marocha. It's eaten totally by the Kehanim. Shtei Lechem, of course, is once a year on Shavuos. How many Shtei Lechems are there altogether?
Two.
Oh, very good. And Nechem Aponim, we had every single Shabbos. How many Lechem Aponims were there?
12.
Oh, Baruch Hashem, the Olam is really on top of things. Very good. It says Shtei Lechem, Niloishes Achas Achas, when they did the preparation of the Shtei Lechem, they made a separate batter, a separate dough for each one. The Nefoy Zachas Achas, when they put it into the oven to bake, they put it each one separately. Lechem Aponim, on the other hand, Niloishes Achas Achas, there they also did the Lisha separately. However, Nefoy Shtayim Shtayim, they would bake two at a time. Why, when, where, what's the basis? The Gemara is going to bring Psukim as soon as we start the Gemara.
Why in the Mishnah, we had the order Shtei Lechem first? This is Tadir, in a Tadir.
Uh-huh.
Achas, 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 Shtayim. The rhythm of the numbers. Mendy. Mendy, look at the rhythm of the numbers. Achas, 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 Shtayim. Mm-hmm. So in terms of memorization, it's easy to remember.
First of all, very good.
The mission is always done to memorize.
Good.
Every day, every week. Yes. This is meant to memorize.
Good, excellent. Ubitfus haya oisa oisan. And they used to go make it in a tfus. Tfus means in a form, in a mold. Kishuroidan noisan the tfus, kadesh lo yishan. The Gemara is going to explain this in a little bit more detail. The bottom line is there were three separate forms or molds in which they used to go and make the lechem upon them, as well as the shtei lechem. How did they make it? First, they did the batter inside the tfus. When they were finished with making the batter and putting in the tefus, we'll see Mitch when we come at base, that the lechem upon him was a very special, special form. It wasn't your normal garden variety piece of cake or challah or matzah, but it looked very, very special. We'll see Mitchum on the Amid base, especially those of you that have the art school gemaras, there are some very, very pretty pictures. Anyway, but getting back to our gemara, the Gemara says that they had three tefusin. And one, they made the batter, and afterwards they took the batter and they put it into a tefus, which they placed inside the oven. And after it was finished baking, they took it out of that mold, that tefus, and they put it yet into a third one, to kind of cool off, so to speak, when it comes out of the oven. Anyway, we'll see that Mitzvah Shem as we get to the Gemara. So Mitzvah, when he did the original Tfus, the original baking, the original batter, he did the batter, the dough, in one Tfus. Then he put it into a second Tfus when he put it into the oven. Kishuroiden, when he's removing it, Noistan the Tfus, he puts it into a third one, Kadesh Liskalko, so that it shouldn't go bad. Zokti Gemara, Minoani Mili, how do I know? Achas Achas, Shtaim Shtaim, etc. The Tonerbat, we learned in the Price, Shtaim Posik. Shnei Esroim Yiachalo Echos. Now this Shnei Esroim is a Posik, Legabi the Lechem Aponim. Which Shtaim Posik, in number two of the beautiful Gemara that was sponsored by Inzratai Rechava Reb David, Shtaim Tatuva Lechachta Soiles, Viofisa Oisa Shtaim Esroi Chalois, 12 Chalois, because we're talking about the Lechem Aponim. Shnei Esroim Yiachalo Echos. Every one of the lechem panim had to be two esroinim. Okay, the zokti yomar shnei esroinim yachalo echos malamei shnei loishu achas achas. Comes to tell you that the lisha, that the batter that was needed, was done one at a time. What's the rai from the pasuk? Because the chayyu could have said shnei esroinim yachalo. Why does that say shnei esroinim yachalo echos? See, what echos seems to be superfluous. Comes to tell you that you do the lisha each one individually. Minay shav shtei lechem kach. Okay, that's by the lechem aponim. How do we know the shtei lechem? Tamaloyim, because it says in this pasuk here, shnei asroinim yir hachalo echos. It could have said shnei asroinim hachalo echos. What's the yir? Yir comes to tell you that there are other cases where the leash is done one at a time. Which one is that? The shtei lechem. How do I know that when it comes to lechem upon him, the afia is two together? Tambaloyim, because it says in the pasuk v'sam to oisam. Oisam, of course, losh and rabim. So therefore, the two gum together like a package deal. No, yochalav shtei lechem kein. So maybe shtei lechem also two at a time. Tambaloyim, oisam. Oisam is a mir. Only the lechem upon him, and not by the shtei lechem. You're taking the word oisam and now you're using it for double duty. Number one, you're telling me v'samt oisam that the lechem upon him is two together, and then you're telling me v'samt oisam, but the shtei lechem is each one individually. How can you learn two limudim from one oisam? Says Imam Ken Lemakrob v'samtam. It doesn't have to v'samtam. It doesn't have to go into v'samt oisam. My v'samt oisam shamus min etarti. By the fact that the Torah went and took it and made it two words instead of one word. I learned from that both halachas. Number one, that the lechem upon him is two together. And number two, that only the lechem upon him and not the shtei lechem, because shtei lechem, in fact, is one in the afiyah. Turn around. Now we talk about the tfus, we spoke about briefly in the Mishnah. Samt oisam vitfus. What does that mean? Shloish and tfusamei. There were three molds or forms altogether. Nois nalitfus, vadayin hi batik. The first one that they pour into, the first fus, it was still batik. Batik means it was still a batter, it was still dough. And they put it in to form it nicely. And we'll see in the Amid Beis what the form was. Ukimin tfus haya labitana. There was a separate one that they put in the tanur, where they now removed the batter from tfus 1. And put it now in the tfus 2. That was the baking tfus. Kshuroida, now when he removes it, noisim b'tfus, he puts it in a third one. Kedei shalit eskalka, so that it shouldn't go bad. Which it shouldn't go bad, Rashi says, it shouldn't break. Because when it comes to the lechem upon him, or the shtei lechem, if part of it breaks off, then the whole thing becomes disqualified. What do you have to have a third fuss? Go and just put it back in the first fuss. So he mark even the afila nafcha. Baruch Hashem, now that he's baked it, so then it is swollen up. In other words, the finished product is larger than the original batter. So if you're going to put it back in the original tfus, it's not going to fit. The original tfus was just made for the batter, which was smaller. Now it has grown. Since it's grown, it won't fit into the first one. That's why you have to have a third tfus. Itma. Lechem upon him, keitzet oisim oisei. What did the lechem upon him look like? Dr. Yemora, Rav Chanina Omar, kimin teiva perutza, Rav Yechan Omar, kimin svina roikedis. So, we have the pictures here at the top in the Rashi, and, oh, by the way, I should have pointed out that now that we've started on this new perek, we no longer have the double Rashi's, Rashi, Rashi, Xaviyad. We're down to only one Rashi. Rashi, in fact, is a shtickle agdoma here. Ha-pirushim shenitzim mitfus mikan ve'eilechu pirush Rashi's out. So from now on, we go back to the one singular Rashi. There's no competition. Rashi, published Rashi, and the Rashi, Xaviyad. Anyway, so Vojok Dodi Gemara, it says that was Kamin Teva Prutza. Teva Prutza is like you see on top, that the challah was made with three walls, and the reason, and you were able to go and see through it because you have all the space. We learned elsewhere, and Gemara is going to go and tell us in Yitzchim tomorrow, the next day, that it's not exactly like this form of EU, because what they did was afterwards they took the right leg and the left leg on the two sides and they folded it over. But for our purposes, we just know it has to be like a Teva Prutza. And if you look at the top Rashi, even Teva Prutza, Shenitl Kisuya. A teva, of course, is like a box. Prutza, which means that it's open. What means open? That you took off the cover. And you had two walls facing each other, one corresponding or facing the other. So it didn't have four walls. It only had two walls with a bottom to it. And they folded over the two walls towards each other. And if we were able to go and see, like with a tunnel vision, you can go and see through the lechem upon. Anyway, that's Kimin Teva Prutza. Rabbi Yechir Amar Kimin Sfina Reikedis. Sfina Reikedis, Sfina, of course, is a boat. Reikedis normally means to dance, but Rashi said it doesn't mean a dancing boat, it means a boat that travels quickly. And the form is like that V underneath, and therefore it's really more like a canoe than a boat. If you look at the second Rashi, Kimin Sfina Reikedis, the Ingla Shulai, it didn't have a bottom. El Malmala Rechov, at the top it's nice and broad. It comes down to a point like this V, like you see, and like a canoe on the bottom. The two sides on the right and the left of the Svina, or in this case of the Chala, are kind of sharp and they come up. They don't go and touch the water. They're just like a Svina, a canoe, just the bottom touches, but the two ends don't touch. The word rekedus means that it's not just a regular boat, it's like a speed boat that goes quickly. Aha. Okay, and that was held up by the on the Shulchan, as the Gemara is going to explain shortly. But now we understand why you have to have that fancy tfus, because the tfus was used not just to go make regular chalas, but rather to go make teva prutza, a very nice one in that U shape, or in the shape of the V, like you have. The bezichen is referring to the bezichei levoinim. Next, we're going to see in Daf Tzadik Vav, there's going to be a machlokes tanoim. Where exactly were the bezichei levoinim? So the pasuk says, "V'nasata al marachas." You put it on top of the maracha, and there were six chalas in each maracha, and it doesn't say clearly where on top of the maracha. The way one mandiyama learns is that they put the bezicha levoina in the top of the top chala, the top lechem upon, very top lechem upon. I mean, since you see there's a very nice space between the right wall and the left wall, so it was nice space to go and put the bezicha levoina in the chala itself. There is another mandiyama Abishol that says that they put it next to the challah, not inside the challah, samachla. It depends on how you understand the word al, whether al means al, samach or mamish on top of it. That's going to be mitchim, the Mishnah, not tomorrow, but mitchim on Wednesday. But anyway, according to mandiyama, that in fact you went and put the bezich levoyne inside the challah itself, if it's like the Teva Prutza, well, there's plenty of bottom to go and put your bezich levoyne down on. But if it's like a V, there is no bottom to it, so the whole thing kind of will shock and probably turn over. I mean, it's not very practical. And that's the Gemara's kasha. I can see easily where the bezichan would have a place to settle and to sit down inside the Teva Prutz, inside that top lechem upon chal. That holds it was like a canoe, and it comes down to a point in the bottom. Say, where would you put it? They made a special place. And what special place did they make? So Rashi says something interesting. If you look at the Rashi, three lines further down than our Gemara. Well, first Rashi parallel to Gemara. There's no bottom to it. It comes down to a point. Very interesting. One of the chalas. Not all the chalas. All the other chalas didn't have the bezichan. It was only that top one. So in the wall of the top lechem upon him chala, according to Mandiyama that holds that it was like the Sfina Reikedes, they went and made some sort of indentation, and that base Moshev, a whole place that you were able to go put the Mezicha Levoin in a nice way, that it should stand there, it should hold there, and it shouldn't fall off, it shouldn't break, it shouldn't spill, v'choli v'choli. And of course this had to be done at the time of the original baking. It's not that after they baked them, then they took a knife and then they made an indentation, because the nita techala would be broken, and we learn from Psukim that that would passel, that would disqualify that lechem upon him. Therefore, what we're talking about is at the time of the original baking, they had to go and make a special indentation, probably with his fingers or with a spoon or something, and make a base moishev to be able to put the bezicha levoina in subsequently when you put it on the shulchan. Okay, zutu arvishlam elaman diyamek minteva perutza heine dehave yasvi konim. I can understand where the konim were lying. Elaman diyamek minteva kedes konim heichi have yasvi. What's he more asking? How did the lechem upanim, how did it hold on the shulchan? So I saw you had some pictures of it.
And these gemaras at the end, after the kuntres tzuri lechem upanim, and you go.
How far do you have to go?
Just right, immediately after the gemara.
Immediately after the gemara. Oh, right. Well, let's see.
Yeah, the three gemaras.
Maybe we don't have it.
Oba, this is Raka.
Okay.
I'll share with you.
No, it's all right. You all got it. Who has an article Gemara? Anybody have an article Gemara?
Yeah,
but it's easier if you could show the Gemara, if you don't mind. A big one. Ah, Shkoyach. Reb Simcha, what will you do with that? So, you have over here a picture of the Teva Prutzer. This is what it looked like. Can everybody see that?
Mm-hmm.
And if you look very carefully, there are three rods sitting on top, lying on top of the Teva Prutzer, right? Reb Simcha, you see that?
You have there.
You have over here, and the three rods on it. Everybody can see. Do you see? You have yours?
Yeah.
Good. So then, each one obviously was settled very, very well. And on top of that, you'd go and put on the next level of challah. And on top of that again, the three rods, and again, the three rods were not holding up in mid-air, they were held up by the snifim. Snifim means there were like two pillars on the two sides of the shulchan that held them up, similar to when you have a bookcase. You have a bookcase, you have something holding up the shelves, so here you only have a little notch that comes out, but here you had a whole rod, and these three rods were like the shelf, on top of that shelf, and the three rods you used to go and put down the chal. The reason why it wasn't a full shelf, it was on the rods, so that there would be a lot of air circulation, otherwise, since the lecha upanim was there for a whole week, it could get moldy over time. Now that's very, very good if you're talking about the chal was keteva prutza. But if each one of the lechem upanim was like a canoe, like a sfinere kedes, so then you have the next picture over here. You see, the middle, it would have been a nice place to go and put the rod, but at the two ends, it becomes much narrower, and therefore, the rod can fall off, or it's not easily balanced, because it's only a little schmitchik where you can go and hold on to the whole space over there. It's very, very small. You put the rod on, just blow it, and the whole rod is going to fall off. And then you have that over here.
Which one?
Over here.
Yeah, how many would be in there?
Three. There were three on in top of every challah.
One.
Only for the lower ones. For the top one, you only had two. Anyway, we'll give this back to Reb Simcha. Yeshikoyev, what would we do with that, Reb Simcha? So, getting back to our Gemara, it's a freight Gemara, according to the Mandi Yomishlan, Mandi Yomishlan, the table Prutza, and have Yasvi Konim. So the three Konim stood very, very nicely, one in the middle, one on the right, one on the left, and they had a nice balance because it was nicely shaped and it has a lot of stability. How could you go and put the Konim on? And maybe the middle Kan, that would be fine. Kana. But on the right and the left, there was such a small little area, then it could easily fall off. There was no place to balance it. Everyone, Mursha Avilu. First, it's Mursha Avilu. So Rashi explains that when they did the baking, they added an additional little bit of butzek, of batter, of dough, on the right-hand side and on the left-hand side, and presumably made some sort of nice groove in it, to be able to go and put the konim down so that they should be stable and they should hold. If you look at Mursha, it's like five, six lines before the white lines. Mursha Avilu. Eitzel Roish Mikan. Umikan Umadbik Ma'at Botzeik the Kabel Esakonim. So they made some sort of groove by adding on some additional batter to the right and to the left, and it was protruding and standing up, and therefore in that you were able to go and put in the groove, put in the konim, so that it should hold, so that it should not fall off. Okay.
Sitting on these konim?
Rashi and Chumash is mashal that there was space in between. From our Gemara, it's mashal that the actual challah was on top of it.
So how does this one of the points sit on top of these rods?
What's the problem?
The rod sitting on top of the
I mean, how did the Svina Rakedis hold?
Yeah,
that's going to be the next Gemara. That's going to be next. And Bishlam Laman Yomekim Teva Prutzayim the Samchi Le Snifim Lelechem. That's how I have that the Snifim are holding on the Lechem. Snifim is, I call them pillars. If you look at the picture underneath, there's one pillar from one side, one from the other side. It's not pillars like a Roman pillar. It's really like the two ends of a bookcase. When you have on the right hand side, you have the case, the bookcase. In the middle, you have the shelves. So here too, you have on the right and left hand side, you have the snifim. The Torah calls it either menakios or ksois hanosech. Rashi and Chumash says that the machloikis, which one is the menakios, which one is the ksois. Menakios, whether those are the pillars, and the ksois are the rods, or vice versa. But anyway, the Gemara calls it snifim. The art scroll teaches the word snifim to mean props, so I guess it's to prop it up. And Zokti Gemara. Then I can understand easily how the two props or the two pillars on the two sides hold up the lechem. Why? Because you can see the first picture down below where you see the U shape of the lechem upon him. That lechem upon him is being held on both sides by the snifim, that each one is supporting it on the right and on the left because it fits snugly in very, very nice. How would the snifim hold up the lechem? Because after all, the only part that snifim would touch the svina rekedis would be at the top edge. After that, it comes down like a triangle, like a V. It wouldn't be holding it at all. So the chayre would easily fall over on the three kanim that are supposed to hold it up. If you look at the Rashi, in the middle of the wide lines, asuyin hatfanes bishipua. The walls of the lechem upon him were made at an angle. Hechi samchi smichel lechem. But the ena snifim noigin el ma'at peroishi shel lechem. The whole snifim don't even touch the entire lechem except for at the very, very top, at the upper edge. There they touch it. But it doesn't hold up the rest of it. The whole rest of it is like a triangle, like a V, so it can easily fall over. So how do those snifim help that it should not break? Everything more the ogluhu megal. The what's mean the ogluhu megal? That the snifim, we think of the rods being such straight ahead, you know, horizontal rods on held up by these vertical pillars. What really is happening is that underneath each one of the svina rekedis, the kanim themselves also bent and were round.
They follow the shape of the svina rekedis.
Exactly. So here in the Maseiros Shas is a pretty picture in our Gemaras. I don't know if you have that in your Gemaras, that underneath the V, the snifim continue down in a circular fashion. She's like a semicircle.
You don't have it in yours. Yeah, and these Gemaras we don't have.
Okay, so you should get ask for a refund.
The one in the back, and one in the back now.
Maybe.
Oh, I see my arm. Here we go.
The back.
Rashi's
showing
okay.
This is better.
Oh. It's kind of three dimensional type of thing.
Right, smoky. Like a wire cage.
Yeah. So that's the lush of the Gemara Me'egalu Ilu. Now, the intention of the.
It's a ram.
So that's why the Gemara called it Megalo Eagle. Yes,
Rashi,
that's good.
Rashi
also said that that's circle, right?
Yeah, but it makes it like a straight.
Yes, I'm very sorry. That's why I prefer showing you that picture rather than the picture. Mm-hmm. The old picture of the old Rashi, to Ogulu Megal, again, the middle of the wide lines, it says in the Rashi, Ogulu Megal, it's not that the Snifim just stood there skufim vertically. Of course, the two side pillars you see in the bottom picture are straight. What he means to say is shekoyin circular.
Circle,
of course, a circle. Ah, circle. Everybody recognize the word circle. Kazeh, like this. Besides, like this, you have a dalet in our Gemara, which shows you the picture of the Maseiros Shas. But otherwise, it means this picture underneath. This eagle, this roundish, circular shape, was underneath the shipoi, meaning underneath the angle of the lechem, where it comes out to a point under this canoe-shaped lechem. The same as called a lechem, and that's what's holding up the lechem. This circular underneath it. That's soymech. Roisha sniff, soymech la roisha lechem. Ah, megal means tzikla. Kidakarina chonya magal al shame. Uga, just like chonya magal, a famous story about chonya magal, he's not going to leave this space till Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make it rain. So he made a round circle, and he stood in the circle. He said, Rabbi Shalom, I'm not moving out of the circle until it starts pouring. And Taka started pouring. Anyway, so the word eagle means something which is roundish. So according to the old pictures, what it's trying to show is underneath each one of these lechem panim kesfinere kedis, that underneath also the konim were not flat, but also they came to a rounder shape. The earlier Gemara makes it look like they also come down in a triangular shape, but according to our Gemara, it's more of a circular shape. And that's why this new picture in the Maseres HaShas is very pretty. It shows how the snifim held it up. Anyway, al zeh zeh gishmak, but getting back to our Gemara, bishlam elan yom asvina kimin svina rei kedis, had to be in a snifim. That's why I can understand why they needed the snifim to hold them up. Otherwise, if you can have six svina rei kedis, one on top of the other, the whole thing will plat. Eleman yom kimin tiva peruta snifim lomeli. I don't even need the snifim, because after all, they're nice rectangular things, and they're nice horizontal and vertical,
perpendicular.
So I'll say they're shine, they're fine. So just put one on top of the other. What do we even need those two snifim on the two sides? I give you a kind of lechem, because if you're going to put one lechem on top of the other, tolach. Tolach means from Losh and Shmira, it's all gonna break. So therefore you have to go and have the snifim to give them more stability and hold them up so that they shouldn't just plot one on top of the other and break. And of course you had these pipes in between to hold them up, and that gave a little bit of support to each one of the lechems underneath.
In the Mishnah, the seven circular things were in addition to the konim that are on top of the konim on top of the beach break.
Yeah,
and then you have
the straight one, the straight kind
of things up and down, and then these semicircular things are in addition to the konim that go.
If they would be in addition, it would seem to me that they would interfere with each other. So I think what the Gemara means is that the konim themselves were of a circular type. Yeah. So even though it says the snifim were circular, snifim that you see from the picture, those weren't normal. Just means what was connected to the snifim, which presumably are the konim, that those konim were not made flat, like we typically think, but the one that holds svina rekedis, it was made kind of circular to hold it up.
The logical thing looks like there's something underneath the semicircular things, and you have this.
And you have konim too? No, it isn't tight.
I don't know.
And Miach and Meheri Bona Beis Amidish will be able to see with their own Fleishi Goyim will be able to see it and say, ah! Boch Hashem.
Demonstrate, you know, these three. 3D? Museum displays.
Okay.
At the shop.
Yeah, they have a museum display?
No.
We should have
it. Yeah, right.
Pioneer Koinim, they have it.
You know,
Dr. Goldfarb, I recommend that you form a committee and you be the chairman of the committee to go and make
a building project
exactly
what's worth it.
Okay, anyway. So let's continue on. By the way, if you are bored until then, you can make a committee for the construction and reconstruction of our shul. And then we can talk about the other stuff. Let's continue on.
These Gemaras have it improvised, have both together.
Oh, Zaysach and Nabokh Hashem.
Gemaras have it better.
You see, even better. Oh, you see, can I know the show? Show David.
Yes. Well, I see David, you over here.
You have a
different show.
Aren't
you
so
happy? The
Milo is
Gemaras.
It's curved.
The art school has a three-dimensional one, which is shady and it looks glossy. take a look at it. Simi, do you mind sharing it with Mendy? Mendy wants to see it.
show it to
Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is a special guest. He's entitled to go and see the pictures.
Get complicated.
Show and tell. Okay.
Look, 2018.
Yeah. Don't forget to get back to Simcha eventually. Good.
Like an avocado.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I do.
All right. Zelti Marvaitu, almost done, Rabbi said. Bishlam Mandiyama Kimin Svinere Kedis, Snifim Al Gabi Shulchan Munachin, and the Mandiyama Kimin Teva Prutza, Snifim Heichi Monachlohu. What's Igmar talking about? The shulchan that we had in the Beis Mikdash and in the Mishkan was, you know, like a shulchan, like a table. In other words, normal height, more or less. And next to it, on the two sides, you had the snifim holding up the sheish hamarochas, meaning two sets of lechem upon him. Each marocha was six. 2 times 6 is 12, and the pillars held them up with the rods so that they shouldn't go and fall and they shouldn't go and break. Okay, now the question is, what was the relationship between the pillars or the props and the table? Were the pillars on the two outside of the table, or were they on top of the table? Where were they standing? There was enough room on top of the shulchan for the snifim to be there. Why? Because the boats themselves, the lechapanim themselves, were rather narrow. It's only at the top that came out wide. But the rest of it, 90% of it, was narrow, 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 until it got to a point at the bottom. Aha, that being the case, then there was plenty of room to go and fit snifim on top of the shulchan to hold up the Svinar and Kedis, and it shouldn't go and fall. That means the Teva Perutza, the width of it extended, the two widths of it would extend to the entire length of the Shulchan. Gemara is going to talk about that in Mir Shem and the Mishnah and Daf Tzadik Vav, exactly what the dimensions were. So the Chayra, they took up the entire room so that there was no room for the Stephen on top of the Shulchan, because the Teva Perutza took up all of the room on the Shulchan. So where were the Stephen standing? He was standing on the ground. Your ends of the word, tak tak. In other words, it's called blush and bit me. Hey, Chamanachlu, Aramanachlu, you're the word, and yeah, yeah. Yom Rababa, my mamma, Dibi Oimik, Min Svinap, Rekedis, Sneev Algabi, Shulchan Menachem, they were tak on top of the table. Dibi Oimik, Min Table Prunes, and Sneev Algabi, Karak Menachem, they were tak on the floor. Okay, Zegit. The final shtickle, come on, Azad, Yom Rabbiuda, Halechem Mamid es Asnifim, Vasnifim Mamidim es Halechem. That it was both ways, Alechem helps to hold up the snifim help to hold up the lechem. Kiman di omer, kiman svinere kedis. That's more like the svinere kedis man di omer. According to man di omer of Teva Perutza, they basically held themselves up, and the snifim was just giving some additional help, however, additional support. But lechem mamin is a snifim, snifim mamin is a lechem. That's more the svinere kedis, where you taka needed all of that physical support of the snifim. So if you look at the Rashi all the way on the bottom, halechem mamin is even the last two lines. Shishipui shalechem munach al kipuloi shel snif. It says kipuloi. On the side there's another gear, so al iguloi shel snif. Iguloi, that's the eagle, the tzirkla that we had before, that the circular. Kinama, the ogle megal. Pasif mamad alechem shelo yipa. So it was a real combined activity.
It was engineered to fit together exactly. That's why you need a form, so the shape would be the same thing every week.
Very good. So that's why it was like engineered in such a way that it would really hold it up. But that was only, that special engineering feat was really only required for the Svinar Kedis. For the Teva Perutza, it was very much simpler, because since they happened to be square and perpendicular and rectangular and up and the side and the bottom, that the Chayra didn't need too much engineering. So therefore, this Yehuda is like the Mandiyama that holds Kimin Svinar Kedis. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael.